400 South Palafox Street, now known as the Artisan Building, sits on the corner of Palafox and Main Street in downtown Pensacola. Although it is bordered by streets, it was once waterfront property. Jacqueline Wilson is archivist for the University of West Florida Historic Trust. Wilson says that ballast left by ships importing goods from Pensacola was deposited to create man-made land for further construction.
The water's edge used to be right there on the south side of the building. That originally, what is now Main Street, was the water's edge. The land was built up to the south of there over time, and this was done intentionally, reclaiming land for them to build on.
The building was originally constructed by Lewis Baer in 1892 on the site of the former Market House.
Upstairs was the jail at that time, and the bottom level was a fish market. And the Market House served as an unofficial meeting place for the city representatives.
The Lewis Baer Company operated in the building until 1958, when it was purchased by Oscar Willenzak, who ran the Restaurant Supply Company. The building suffered damages in 2004 from Hurricane Ivan and was closed in 2007 after Willenzak's death. Andrew Rothvetter is a partner with Studer Community Development Group, which purchased the building in 2012.
This little area of Palafox, just between Zaragoza and Maine, we specifically have a certain type of tenant that we want to be in here so that they're synergistic, so all the tenants sort of work together, so that the same customer for one of the stores is kind of the same customer for the rest.
One of the tenants will be Mainline Art House. Michael Traffenstead is its co-owner.
It seems that there was not a true retail gallery downtown. There are two co-ops which provide something different than a true commercial gallery. We researched it, seeing that there did used to be some downtown before Hurricane Ivan. Since then, some of them never reopened. And so our thought was to go back in and to start exploring putting one in.
Traffenstead says the gallery will focus on displaying contemporary and modern art by artists who are not represented within 50 miles of downtown Pensacola, such as Michaela Schelt and Carlton Hack.
Primarily, she works in portraits of people. They get up to like 12 feet sometimes, maybe one person's face or a torso, but it's this massive drawing. She works a lot in oil. Carlton Hack is an alumni of UWF. He does a lot of different sculptures. A lot of it is very abstract, very avant-garde, gold-plated truck parts to a brain missile.
More information about The Artisan is available at artisanpensacola.com. Katya Ivanov, WUWF News.